Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. Luke chapter 9, verse 51. As the time drew near for him to ascend to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. There's a wonderful description of the servant of the Lord in Isaiah 50, verse 7, in which it says that he set his face like flint. That's to say he was absolutely fixed on heading in one definite direction in obedience to the Lord. That's precisely what we see in this verse in Luke's Gospel. Jesus knows exactly what's going on. He knows that the Jewish leaders were determined to kill him, and that even so, he heads to the city where his life will be under greatest threat. If anyone had done a risk assessment of the situation, then Jesus would have been told to avoid the area and head back up north to Galilee. Jesus' complete commitment to his Father's will is awesome. He could have chosen to avoid the dangers, but his desire is to be obedient, so he heads down south to Jerusalem. He has no fear and takes a route that no Jewish person would ever have been advised to take. He walked through Samaria, whose people hated and despised the Jews. Sure enough, the Samaritan people kicked up a fuss when they knew that he was heading to Jerusalem. This angered James and John, who suggested to Jesus that he might like to call down fire from heaven to destroy the people. But Jesus wasn't impressed and rebuked them for their offer. As they continued on the road to Jerusalem, a man told Jesus that he would follow him wherever he went. Jesus' response was to inform him that foxes have dens to live in and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place even to lay his head. Jesus then invited the man to follow him, but he clearly wanted to ensure that the man had no illusions. Following Jesus would require a single-minded commitment. Nothing short of that would do. He was calling on all his followers to set their faces like flint, both then and now. Let me pray with you. Dear Father, thank you that you invite us to live lives of obedience to you. Give us strength today to head resolutely in the direction you want us to go. Amen. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every weekday for Be Still and Know here on Premiere.